Hello, my name is Amber Harold, and I am the Assistant Director of Financial Aid at Berkeley Haas. Also joining me is my colleague, Bobby Reyes, that will help facilitate today's session. For the next 4 weeks, we plan to discuss various financial aid-related content that we believe will support students in crafting and/or revisiting their funding plans to ensure it is in alignment with their financial and career goals. Today's session is quite timely considering the current state of the country. We'll be addressing the ways in which the Haas Financial Aid Office can help support students by helping them plan now for the uncertainty of the future. I'm now going to pass it on to Bobby Reyes for the announcements of the week.
Thanks, Amber. Hey, everyone. My name's Bobby, and I'm going to roll us in through these announcements. Our first one is that our financial literacy series, Advanced Topics in Executive Compensation with Merrill Lynch, is next Tuesday, March 31st via Zoom. Our Berkeley community should have sent you information about the Advanced Topics session and then also the Zoom link. So if you need that Zoom link, it got lost in your inbox, and you'd like to get invited to the session again, please reach out to us, send us a note via email, and we can send you that. Some key topics that our session will include for next week is employee stock options and restricted stock, employee stock purchase plans, non-qualified deferred compensation plans, and more. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, or you just got an offer letter, want to know how to read it, you want to prep before negotiations, please tune in next week, March 31st, via Zoom with Merrill Lynch. Lastly, for announcements, our team is currently telecommuting in an effort to limit the risk of the coronavirus, and we are not available for in-person meetings. However, during this time, we still want to be able to support our students, so we remain accessible Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. via email and through scheduled phone consultations. For more information, please visit our website. And those are announcements for this week. Now we're going to move over to our main segment for this episode. The reason why we wanted to jumpstart this podcast is because there's so much uncertainty about what's going on right now as far as, the world and education, and especially for our students. And we've gotten a lot of questions about summer plans, financial aid and loans, and also private loans. So we hope to subsidize some of the questions and the anxiety that you guys may have had. I do have a few questions that we wanted to go over, and I'm going to need your help, Amber, in tackling these.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we are just going to get right on it because Amber is our expert for today. So my first question, Amber, for you is, what financial aid resources are available?
The resources that are available are educational loans. And there are three educational loan types. These include federal loans for U.S. citizen, U.S. permanent residents, private loans for U.S. citizen, U.S. permanent residents, or an international student with access to a U.S. cosigner. And then finally, our international loan option with Discover for international students that do not have access to a U.S. cosigner. And Berkeley Haas will serve as a cosigner on the student's behalf.
Got it. Okay, so those are great high-level financial aid resources. Now I'm going to go in a little bit more detail. I'm going to throw some situations at you.
Okay.
One of our questions was, Amber, let's say I'm a student who's already receiving loans. Okay, am I still eligible for additional loans?
Great question. We've received this question quite a bit due to the current state of the country in the Bay Area and California. And so great question. And the answer to this is that loan eligibility will be based on your current cost of attendance budget. A helpful tip when determining your eligibility is to look at your current cost of attendance budget minus any existing aid, and that will help you determine your remaining eligibility. You can do this by simply logging into Cal Student Central and logging into your account and selecting the Finances tab. And there you will see the cost of attendance budget in the very middle of the page. And on the right-hand side, you will see all of the financial aid you have and the total amount of those awards. And that will help you see what your awards are minus the existing cost of attendance, and that will let you know what your remaining eligibility is. So I've created an example for you all, and I hope that this will be helpful in you conceptualizing what I just mentioned. So OSCE Bear has a cost of attendance budget of $100,000. So that's the maximum amount of financial aid OSCE can receive for the academic year. He currently has a $25,000 Berkeley House scholarship, and he also has a $25,000 private loan, which totals to $50,000 in financial aid with a combination of loans and a scholarship. As a result, OSCE Bear still has about $50,000 of loan eligibility remaining in his cost of attendance. This means that he could request an additional loan in the amount of $50,000, or whatever that amount may be. He has the flexibility to do that based on his existing financial aid package.
Okay. So it's also tailored to every student's situation, right? So this is a pretty basic example, but everyone may have, you know, different numbers depending on how much they borrowed previously, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's say I'm a student that does want to take on and apply for additional loan assistance. How do I even get started?
Yeah. So if students are already loan borrowers, for federal loans, students will accept the additional loan eligibility offered in CalCentral. So you can simply log into CalCentral, select the finances tab at the very top. You'll scroll down to the bottom right and you'll see your loans offered. And there you can go in and accept the amount you wish to borrow. For private loans, this process is a little bit different. So for private loans, you may be required to submit a second loan application with your lender. So once you've determined what your remaining loan eligibility may be, the next step will be to reach out to your lender to submit a second application for a request of an increase to your existing loan amount.
Okay. So in this instance, it's important, right, that we have a good relationship with our financial aid office and then also with our private lender if we're going to be seeking out
additional. Absolutely. Absolutely. We can't stress enough the importance of utilizing our office and continuing with ongoing partnership with our office to really help you and to help us see what your unique set of circumstances are so that your funding plan is in alignment with that and that we can help you navigate through the next steps of the process to get the resources that you may need to finish out the remainder of the term and for some students to carry you through the summer.
Right. Okay. Perfect. Good to know. So I'm going to challenge you a step further. Let's say, what if I decide, yes, I'm going to borrow additional loans. And then in a month from now, I say, hey, you know what? I actually don't need the extra loans. I don't need the extra assistance anymore. Can I reverse the process? Can I give the money back? What does that look like?
Absolutely. So if you no longer need loans or no longer need the full amount of loans that you have borrowed, we can work with you to return the loans on your behalf, or you can make a payment directly to your loan servicer. There are no prepayment penalties for educational loans. No. What I also want to add is that this is also true for students that maybe just signed their contract and got a signing bonus, and now you have this additional resource that you would like to use to pay down on some of your existing loans that you have to reduce your loan indebtedness. It will operate in that same way. You can reach out to us and we can support you in navigating through the process of making the reduction and returning the loans, or you can simply go directly to your loan servicer.
Okay, perfect. That's really great information. Also, I hope our listeners caught that there are no repayment or prepayment penalties for education.
That is correct.
So make sure you guys keep note of that. I know a lot of our listeners are current students or some may be entering students, and we're currently wrapping up the spring semester at Berkeley. But is it possible to get financial aid for the summer?
Great question. We've received this question quite a bit over the past couple of weeks. And the answer is, for full-time MBA students, summer is not a term eligible for financial aid. For evening and weekend MBA students, summer is an eligible term so long as a student is enrolled in 6 or more units. As a result, we encourage students to explore their existing loan eligibility, specifically for our full-time MBA students that are not required to take summer courses, but may still need some summer resources, some resources to carry you through summer. We want you to revisit your loan eligibility as you may be able to use some of the unused resources to carry and support you through summer. And this is also true for our evening and weekend MBA students that are not going to be enrolled in a minimum of 6 units for summer, but maybe you decide I want to take one course and that one course is 3 units. Well, that wouldn't be eligible for summer financial aid. However, we can look at your financial aid package for this academic year and see if you have any remaining loan eligibility that you may want to pull out during this term, and you could use those resources to pay for your summer course.
Gotcha. Okay, so if I'm a full-time MBA student, summer is not a term eligible for financial aid. But if I'm an evening weekend MBA student, my lucky number for minimum of units is 6. So make sure we may note 6 units, but also we can explore other existing loan eligibility. Good to know. Well, Amber, I'd say I do have a few more, and I hope you're ready for this one. Let's say, what if I've reached the total cost of attendance for aid in the year? I'm capped, I'm maxed out. What happens then? And then also, does it matter if I am an evening weekend or if I'm in full time? Does the program that I'm in also matter?
Yeah, so the cost of attendance budget is applicable to all students. So students cannot exceed that amount. So once students have capped at that amount, that is the maximum amount of financial aid you can receive. However, there are some additional resources you may want to explore to potentially help you increase your cost of attendance budget that would, in result, allow you to have a little bit more loan eligibility. And this is applicable across all programs. So students can explore the possibility of submitting a cost of attendance adjustment request, also known as a CORE. And the CORE is an opportunity for students to request an increase to their cost of attendance budget for additional loan eligibility. Some expenses that may be considered include the cost of purchasing a computer. Students are eligible for one computer purchase during the course of their program. So that is one easy item that we could potentially increase your budget by $3,000, which would give you $3,000 in additional loan eligibility. Also, the cost of uninsured medical, dental, or optical expenses, the cost of transportation, and the cost of childcare expenses could be some other areas that we could explore to potentially increase your budget. If the CORE is something you want to explore further, reach out and we'll be happy to discuss the options available to you.
Got it. Well, thank you. Didn't even know that there are specific considerations, right? So depending on if you're talking about, maybe we can adjust it by your computer or uninsured medical, transportation. So there are available options. We just have to reach out.
Absolutely.
We can talk about it, about how we can increase your loan eligibility. So not all hope is lost, right?
Nope. There's still some areas that we can explore. And again, we've been repeating this throughout this session, but I can't just enough the importance of utilizing our office. I know it's a bit challenging to not be able to just pop in and say, hey, I want to talk a little bit about my account, but we are readily available and accessible via email, and we can always set up a consultation and we can have some one-on-one conversation about your funding plan and also looking at your budget and seeing where we can make some adjustments and get creative to help you with the resources that you may need to carry you through the rest of the term or the summer.
100%. We are so totally available. And this was such, with this, what this session is, so why it's so important that we talk about these things is because we just want to make sure that our students feel that we're still here. You know, we may not be physically there, but we are still here. And so, you know, in the case that a student right, does want to seek further assistance and start moving on this process about getting additional loans. Are there any specific dates that, you know, they should keep in mind when starting this process?
Yeah, so we encourage students to finalize their plan and take action by April 15th. And the reason being is this, is that we can ensure that your funds are released and in place before the end of the term. As you know, we're nearly approaching the end of the term. Before you know it, we'll be at May. And so we encourage students, if this is something that you want to explore, if this is a need that you have, to take action by April 15th, because any action taken after April 15th, we cannot guarantee that the funds will be in place in time before the end of the term. So in short and in summary, take action sooner rather than later. Schedule a consultation with our office as soon as possible so that we can explore the options available before that April 15th cutoff time.
Got it. So we want to make sure we get in contact with the office, talk to you all, and then start planning ahead for what may or may not happen in the next, you know, month.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that gives our students about 3 weeks to start thinking and talking and making some, you know, important decisions for their assessment of their MBA. So really good. Amber, thank you so much for tackling my questions.
And my pleasure.
And being our expert for today. Now we're going to just move into our closing segment here. Just want to reiterate that our last financial literacy series session on advanced topics in executive compensation with Merrill Lynch is next Tuesday. So I want to reiterate, if you need help looking over how to understand an offer letter, you want to prep for negotiations, you want to understand what is a compliance considerations, what are concentrated stock risk management, employee stock purchase plans. If you know some things about them, if you don't know anything about them, even if you just want to connect with somebody inside Merrill Lynch, please hop on the Zoom next Tuesday. Obviously, if you need to be reinvited to the Zoom link and you need that information, please feel free to email us. Lastly, please reach out and connect if you have any questions about your financial aid. We are available to support you through email and through, obviously, scheduled phone consultations. Again, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can find our contact information on our website at www.haas.berkeley.edu/financial-aid. Please, anything that you need support with, please reach out to our team. Thank you so much for listening on our very first episode. And we will be back next week with a new episode and new information for you all. Until then, stay safe and be well from your financial aid team at Haas. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.